Pichette Audio presents Yes, We Still Can, Politics in the Age of Obama, Twitter, and Trump. Written and read by Dan Pfeiffer.
To Hallie, who is simply the best. We know the battle ahead will be long, but always remember that no matter what obstacles stand in our way, nothing can stand in the way of the power of millions of voices calling for change. Barack Obama, Yes We Can speech, January 8, 2008. Introduction. If you're listening to this, it's too late. My final visit to the White House during the Obama era was not at all what I imagined it to be. Over the years, I had often thought about the moment when this chapter in my life and the country's history would come to a close. I imagined it to be bittersweet, but more sweet than bitter. I imagined it to be the triumphant end to a great era in American history, one that would be talked about with the reverence reserved for the great presidents. This was the last day of the Obama presidency, but I wasn't headed back for a raucous goodbye party or even a sheet cake in the Roosevelt room to pat ourselves on the back for years of good work. We weren't celebrating at all. We were about 36 hours from Barack Obama, our first African-American president, leaving, and Donald J. Trump, racist reality TV star, assuming the presidency. Sure, I had thought about the possibility that Obama would be replaced by a Republican. It wasn't just possible, but historically probable. But I had never imagined something like this. Donald Trump in the White House was worse than my worst nightmare. To make this visit even more surreal, I was back at the White House to interview President Obama for a podcast, a medium I barely knew existed when I first met him back in 2007. I walked into the West Wing this one last time with my Pod Save America co-hosts, Jon Favreau, Tommy Vietor, and John Lovett, all of whom had been with me on day one of the Obama presidency. As is well known by all friends of the pod.